The Utah Museum of Contemporary Art in Salt Lake City is embracing Americans' election year intensified interest in sociopolitical issues, with several new visual art exhibitions dealing with ideology, immigration, and sexuality. UMOCA's curator of exhibitions, Becca Maxim, believes the museum can provide diverse perspectives by featuring both local and international artists.
There's an amazing arts community, and we really want to cultivate that. We want to be part of that, and you know, part of that, I guess, that role is bringing in national and international artists again to kind of be part of the dialogue, and not only to show that yes, Utah has something going on, but then to also inversely show Utahns themselves that there are other things happening in the world that affect them, you know, whether they're conscious of it or not.
In addition to the museum's politically themed shows, there is an exhibition of photographs from a project by German artist Oliver Herring, who worked with Utah high school and college students and teachers to create experimental group-based artworks, one of which took place in the gymnasium at American Fork High School, where Clark Goldsberry teaches painting, drawing, and AP art.
So with our students, we used tape and tinfoil, and the prompt was, you can add to but not take away from, and then he put three student models on the table, and then all the other students kind of swarmed around them and began adding tinfoil and tape and string and whatever else, and it just grew and expanded and exploded all throughout our whole gym.
Much of Mr. Herring's recent work involves participation from people who work together to create something by experimenting with provided art-making materials and prompts.
One of the core ideas behind Oliver Herring is he believes that art should be an experience rather than an object or a decoration. He said that so much art is metaphor and simulation instead of just trying to embrace the present moment. And so his whole idea is to do these art experiences with strangers that aren't about a metaphor or aren't about a simulation, but just about embracing the present moment and kind of overlapping with a stranger in any unique way.
Mr. Goldsberry believes his students' interactions and discussions with Oliver Herring help them think about the differences between fully embracing experiences as they happen compared to partially participating in them while documenting the present through smartphone pictures and videos, something typical American high school students are very familiar with.
The students said that they learned that experience is really valuable. You know, sometimes with an art project or sometimes in life, things don't turn out the way that you expect them to, but there's still value in doing it. So it's kind of about the value of process versus end product.
Oliver Herring's exhibition with various Utah schools is on view at UMOCA's Education Space through April 16th. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Mikey Kettinger.